Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
Older and wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyireland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online, and this is the Wednesday afternoon show. In the last hour of the afternoon show, we have our regular Older and Wiser slot, and today we have Julie from Trading Standards. And today's topic is one which is really, really important to listen to and to pass on to anyone who, in your community who is vulnerable or elderly or who just may need this information, because it's pretty important. We're talking about doorstep crime and scams. Julie, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Lovely. So, okay, let's begin. What is doorstep crime?
Well, doorstep crime basically stems from the fact that over the last few years, it's become far more likely that people will get called at their door by people they don't know attempting to sell them goods or services. I would suggest on the island, we get visited by traders that are, shall I say, hell-bent on trying to repair your roof or tidy your garden or cut your trees or, I don't know, all sorts of jobs that are around the house. What they do try and do is to pick on jobs where actually you can't get to, like the roofs and the drains.
So you can't check?
You can't check what they've done, if anything, and you don't know whether there's anything wrong in the first place.
Yeah. So it's the audacity, isn't it? It's the cheek of going to your house and saying, got a problem there.
Yes. It's very easy to be drawn into the conversation, because the whole thing will be stemmed around the fact that, do you realise the consequences if you don't do something?
Yeah.
Or initially maybe just go up on your roof, because it's very obvious there might be a ridge tile missing.
Yeah.
But once they've been up there, they come back down and it's, oh, we're really sorry, but unfortunately that roof needs a lot more work and XYZ pounds is going to be the cost.
So an escalation.
Yes.
In certain terms. So are they targeting houses in particular, people in particular? How does that work?
Basically, unfortunately, as is well known, we do have an elderly population on the Isle of Wight, and some homes do suffer from the fact that they're not able to do the things that they used to be able to do. Yeah. So their gardens might be slightly overgrown or whatever. Or, of course, you've always got the sort of telltale signs of a keypad on the outside with the key in it, or handrails, anything like that gives away that the person inside perhaps isn't as capable as they were.
Okay. And once, you know, they've engaged with you, they employ a lot of other methods, don't they, to keep control of the situation, the conversation. Can you describe to us some examples of, you know, what I might experience if I was to open my door?
Okay, well, the first thing probably would be that they sound like they were your best friend.
Right.
They might even know your name. And they'll say things like, well, the lady two doors up, we've just been doing her roof and she suggested we pop down because they think there's a problem. Other than that, you will find that it will be the scaremongering tactics, and as I say, it will start off with, as you know, oh, well, we can see your garden's a bit overgrown. Yeah. We can just do that for you. It won't cost you a lot.
Right. So it starts small and then.
Yeah, it does. There are all sorts of jobs that they can do. I mean, the guttering, the soffits, all this sort of thing. Very easy to do.
Yeah.
Wrongly. Yeah. You know, and how would you know it had been done wrongly? Or how would you know whether what they'd done was worth what they were charging you? You wouldn't do, because you probably never even thought about it. You probably never even thought about having that job done. Mm. But they've introduced into your mind that it would be a really good idea because of the weather we're having or anything like that to have this work done.
So get it done and then we'll... And that's often a thing, isn't it, where money isn't really talked about up front. It's not, you know, we'll give you a fixed price. It's kind of a movable feast, let's say, from the scammer's perspective, just to keep you employing them. So, okay, you've agreed, right, okay, simply do my gutters. And as you've said,
I can give you a quick story about a lady and a gentleman who lived in their own home, perfectly healthy, you know, perfectly well. They were had carers come in on a regular basis, but their garden was overgrown.
Yeah.
And basically, these guys rocked up, went in, and said, basically, we can see your garden's not in a very good state. We can do that for you. £400. Mm. We'll tidy the whole garden for you, and that'll be fine. And obviously, from the gentleman's point of view, he knew that it was something he needed to do, but he wasn't able to do.
Mm.
So he actually agreed to it. After a short while, they came back in and they said, "Oh, really sorry, but we found all sorts of problems with this garden. You're infested with animals. We're going to have to cut things back." Mm. All sorts of things. And basically were suggesting that they would need to come back the same day. Mm-hmm. They got him to sign, and he was signing for £4,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And they took him to the post office to get the cash deposit.
Yeah, that often happens.
I mean, this was a successful case from as far as we were concerned, because fortunately their carer came in that evening. The gentleman was that beside himself with worry. Oh. He explained to them what the problem was. She told a supervisor, they told the police, and we were there to meet them the next morning.
Mm.
Yeah.
And this is why it's so important that if you do have somebody call at your door, even if you don't have work done by them, is to phone the police or ourselves to actually tell us that there is a trader in that area knocking doors.
Yeah. Gosh, it's a worry, isn't it?
It is a worry, yeah. It is a worry. It's frightening, really. It's just unscrupulous, aren't they, these people?
Yeah, yes. Any means, get some cash and completely scam. And would you say the more vulnerable older people amongst us, you know, they're more likely to...
Unfortunately, yes. And that is because they aren't able to do those jobs for themselves again like they always used to.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't like the fact that their garden's not as tidy as it used to be.
Yeah.
And they may have all thought, well, we're going to employ a gardener, we're going to do it. And then someone rocks up on your door offering to do it. And you can see how that can seem to be like it's the answer to
offer.
All your problems.
Yeah.
You know.
Nice fix.
Exactly. Nice fix. Yes, that's right.
We're going to go to a break in a moment, but we had some young lads knock on our doors in Haven Street. And I actually, when it happened, I came in and I said it on the radio as well. And this young lad, you know, said he was ex-forces, just left the army. His story didn't make any sense, but he was so aggressive. And it was my mum who came to join me at the door, and she was the one who actually said, "Nope, don't tell me your story. Nope, we don't do this." And she was so very strong, where it was me. I was crumbling. I was going to say, "Okay, tell me your story," because it's a sub story as well.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And that's how they move. That's how they work.
Yeah, and it's really very worrying.
Yes,
when
it
she
is.
Said no, he got really, really upset with her and started shouting.
Mm.
So, you know, I stupidly didn't think about calling the police. But I put it on Facebook community pages, on our Haven Street page.
Mm.
But you do really worry about anyone who's a little bit more vulnerable.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
And unfortunately, because of the world we live in, once a trader has pulled at that address and has found a vulnerable person, they will use that as a source of income because that will get sold on around that fraternity.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's have a break, and then after that we'll talk about keeping safe, because we need solutions to this worrying scam. Okay, let's have a little bit of Ariana Grande, bit of future music with Seven Rings. That was the Hollies with Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. What a lovely title. Very evocative. You're listening to the Older and Wiser segment. We have Julie from Trading Standards, and we're talking about doorstep crime. So, Julie, as we've said, you know, you'll expect a knock on the door and a level of coercion or aggression. And that's the thing, I think, in our culture, we're ever so polite as well, aren't we? You open the door, even though it's your territory and your house, you do feel that, you know, if someone's body language is pushing you back into the house, or if they're squaring up to you, it's such a sorry state of affairs that we may let that person in. And isn't that the thing? You know, once you've let someone into your house, you really are opening up your vulnerability, because the coercion, you know, is so strong at this point.
That's right. And their aim is to get you to get into your lounge, sit down, become comfortable, and they will then continue to tell you what they are going to do for you. And I think in those circumstances, you are far more vulnerable. This is why when we say, you know, when someone knocks on your door, if you're not expecting someone and you have a window that you can look out of, or maybe a peephole in your door that you can use, do that before you answer the door. And if it's someone you don't know, there is no obligation to open that door. And I know this is difficult because we all automatically do it, but it's a very easy way to protect yourself from actually being, you know, if it's somebody trying to sell you something, if it's somebody legitimate, they will put a card through the door and you'll be able to see who it is and you'll be able to phone them to make an appointment. You know, you don't have to worry that it's something, you know, that you've missed that's really important, because they've just called ad hoc. So the best thing to do is not actually put yourself in that position.
That's step one of keeping safe, isn't it, really?
Yes, it is. But it's very hard.
Don't worry if they spot you, because sometimes you might look out the window and they might see you, and then that makes you feel more obliged.
That's right. It doesn't matter.
Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter.
You're in control and you're in charge.
And also, if you do open the door and he said, oh, I've just come round because I think your garden needs doing, you just turn around and say, no, thank you very much, turn around and shut the door. Try not to drop into the conversation, because once you're in a conversation, the longer you're in the conversation, the harder it is to get away.
It's my wildlife sanctuary is always a good one.
It's for the woodlife.
That's very good. I like that. That's what we say. It's never rude to do that sort of thing. And we were just talking about this. It's a kind of, with our older generation, they don't have that ability to be rude perhaps like we do, or, you know, they just don't feel comfortable with being abrupt. I suppose that's what you are, isn't it? Abrupt. And they it just doesn't occur to them. But never let anyone into your house if you don't know them.
Exactly.
You know, you really don't need to do that. You shouldn't be put in a position where that happens to you.
And ultimately you are in control, aren't you?
You are. And one of the things that can help you be in control is if you've got one of those door lock things, so that the door only opens about 6 inches. Because if you're talking to someone through a door that's only open that far, you haven't got eye contact, you haven't got that sort of, they can't get any closer to you, and it's so much easier to just go bang like that.
You don't have social pressure. So my grandma in Dorset about 20 years ago, we'd go around to her house and my mum would say, where's the heirloom picture? And she had a gentleman who was an antiques dealer who would pop round and buy stuff. And, you know, it's funny, at the time, I don't think my parents called the police. I think it wasn't really known about the scamming side of things. And she had jewellery stolen. She had a lot, you know, was given like 100 quid for something that's worth 1,000 for a beautiful heirloom. And it's about spreading the word, isn't it? So if you know anyone in the community who may not listen to the radio, who might not be on social media or on the internet, have a little chat with them and just say, you do know that obliged.
That's right. I think sort of from this point of view, we were just saying that the way they spot the houses is by having your garden is probably not as well maintained as they might have liked it to be. But there are people around that can help with that. The Footprint Trust, all sorts of charities, Age UK, they all have reliable traders that you can use. We have an approved trader scheme, and in February we had the supplement within the county press which gave the list of the traders that actually we've approved. Now obviously nobody's perfect, we're not saying that nothing will go wrong and can't possibly go wrong, but we're there if it does. But they are traders that honestly want to serve local people with a good job at a reasonable price. We don't have any control over the prices they charge, but the whole idea is that they are traders that we feel we can recommend to local residents.
They're trusted.
Yeah, that's right. So that little job that you do want doing, you can get one of those to come and give you a quote. So you know how much it's going to cost you.
And no obligation quote at
that's right, it is. And they're not going to turn around later on and say, well, we found this in the corner of the garden and this is going to up the price by another £1,000 or something like that, which is unfortunately what happens.
Yeah. And so in addition to your large-scale scams, you've also got things like the duster chaps who come round and offer you a bag of goodies, but they're usually from somewhere like Poundland, but they cost you about £10 each, don't they?
They do. They're known as the Nottingham Knockers, as far as we're concerned, and that's because I don't know if they all come from Nottingham. I can't bless Nottingham with that, but at one time they did. But this is a very organised what shall I say, it's the person that's bringing them down, that's dropping them off, that is making the money. They are not making the money.
Oh, really?
Yes. Basically, they won't get a lot for what they do, but it's so organised, and the goods are given to them, the bags given to them, and they're sent out to do it, and then they will get a small payment for whatever it is. So if they're saying it's because they want the money for some reason, detach yourself from that, because that isn't the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if it is someone from a charity, then they should have a proper badge to let you see, and you will know that it is a kosher cow charity.
Yeah.
Even so, you don't have to give.
No.
You know,
yeah, you really don't.
You really don't have to give to everybody. But anybody that calls at your door, if they maintain they're from a if one of the energy suppliers or anything like that, they will have a card which you will, on there will be a number that you can ring. Now, I would suggest you don't ring that number. I would suggest you go to the telephone directory and look it up for British Gas or whatever, and say, I've got someone on my doorstep. After closing the door, don't leave the door open while you leave them on the doorstep. Go in, make the phone call, and check that that's who they are.
And you better tell whether or not it's a scam or not, because if it's a scam, they won't wait for that.
No, they won't
wait.
They'll
just go while you're doing that.
Yeah.
They'll just disappear.
Right. Yeah. They will.
So as you said, right, reporting things like this is very important, just so for our community, so we can keep an eye on it. And so you alert the police if you feel that you've been scammed or...
Yes, yeah. you can notify the police, or you can talk to us about it.
Yeah.
It all depends on the situation.
Okay.
If you feel alarmed, upset, you can phone 999. If you feel that those people are around your house and they're not going away,
yeah,
and you're inside and they're outside, by all means phone 999. If you've sent them on their way, like most people in a perhaps a vicinity does, to help look after your vulnerable people, the best thing you can do is actually ring 101 or ring us on 823371 and tell us that you've had someone knocking at your door attempting to sell you something. And if you can give us a description, and if you've got a leaflet, tell us anything off the leaflet, anything like that. And if you look out of your window and you see the vehicle from which they originate from, and you can see the registration number, if you can give us that as well, we can actually find out who this is, and we can try and intervene before any harm is done to anybody.
Great, yeah.
But if we don't know they're out there, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, so get the jungle drums drumming,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and
yes,
keep the community safe.
That's right.
Very important.
Yes, I think that's really where we're coming back to the community spirit within towns and villages on the island, which we used to have such a lot of, perhaps not so much now. But this is a real way that everybody can help look after other people, because everybody in their road has got someone that's vulnerable.
Mm.
And if you are just shoving them, you know, not answering the door or just telling them to go away, that's great. But take that extra step.
Yeah, look after.
Look after everybody else.
Wonderful.
Form a neighbourhood watch.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and on Facebook, they do have the community group. So, you know, for example, when we had the chap at our door, who's very aggressive, I just popped it on the Haven Street board, so that people at least in the village could go, oh, right, he's going round today at the minute.
Yeah.
We'll make sure our elderly neighbours are okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know, whatever you do, if you're going to pay them, don't allow them to take you to the bank or take you to the post office. That is just so... It is a criminal offence as far... We enforce an act which makes that a criminal offence.
So is that coercion?
It's called harassment. Mm-hmm. And it's just absolutely awful, isn't it, that you can take someone from their home, take them to the bank and wait for them to come out. Now, the banks are playing a huge role in this. And they are trying to be aware of the fact if someone comes in and is asking, withdraw a large sum of money in cash, they will ask some questions.
Mm.
Have the confidence, if this happens to you and you find yourself in that position, that bank person is trying to help you.
Right.
And they'll take you away from the bank and put you in a room and separate you from the outside world, and they will help you. This is all the banks on the island, as far as I'm aware, of a part of the code, and this is what they are trying to do.
Well, that's good to know.
Because obviously, you know, we can't be everywhere, so it's up to everybody to help out. And of course, with the money coming from them, if it is an elderly person and that person goes in twice a month or something to withdraw a certain sum of money, and then all of a sudden they rock up and they want £1,000 in cash, it's bound to ring alarm bells. So this is what they will try and do. They will try and help you, but obviously they can't make you do that. You've got to cooperate with them. And we've had one instance actually where that happened, and then they will call the police, so you are protected. They will also call us, and we will go to the home in case anybody's there. So it's sort of all there to be used, but the person themselves have got to react to it and
flag it.
Yes, that's right, and realise that people are there to help you.
Yes, and that's another thing as well, that with any scam really, if it's too good to be true,
the classic phrase.
Don't ever.
The classic phrase, that one, isn't it? And it's absolutely true. Absolutely. You know, and why would you, when you were, let's say you're in your kitchen doing your washing up, someone knocks on the door, all of a sudden they're telling you that you've got a problem with your roof and you've never experienced that, nobody's ever mentioned to you that before. Why do you need to have it done right then? You don't.
Yeah.
If you sort of need to have that done, get a local builder in to give you a proper quote so you know what it is he's going to do and how much it's going to cost you.
Invaluable advice. Thank you, Julie. Let's go to another break. We've got some Baby Come Back and then some Battle Symphony. And join us. We're going to talk more about training standards and more advice and the services out there to keep everyone in our community safe from doorstep crime.
Older and Wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
We have Julie from Trading Standards joining us today, and we're talking about doorstep crime. Julie, what else would you like to add to your already invaluable advice?
What I would like to say is if someone has called your home and you have had a job done, don't think to yourself that you're stupid, because you're not. Somebody who is very professional at what they do has taken advantage of the situation. Please do report it to us or the police, or you can talk to one of our partners in the Isle of Wight Against Scams Partnership. You'll find that on the IWASP webpage, the partners there. They'll be willing to listen to what you've got to say. Do talk to people, because what you can tell them and us will help us prevent other people from becoming victims.
Yeah. That's so important. So tell us a little bit more about IWASP then.
Right, okay. We, as a Trading Standards Service, needed partners to help us in this work, because there are only a few of us and we can only go so far. So we thought the best thing to do would be to contact agencies that come into contact with elderly people and with vulnerable people. They were aware of what a scam is, and that can be by telephone, post, email, you name it, they can get to contact you. They will use it, and also in doorstep crime, because we cannot be there all the time. And also, if you do use Age UK or whatever, they understand what being a victim is, and they will be very happy to talk to you about it. They won't necessarily talk to us unless you want them to. Obviously, if we are made aware, then we can do something about it. If we're not made aware, then unfortunately they will go on around the island and they will make victims of other people. So our partners are there to help people that are victims of scams, and also to put out information to try and stop people from becoming victims of scams. We put out a lot of social media, and so do they.
Invaluable. Let's go back to what you said about feeling stupid. There's a huge thing, isn't there, about, you know, how we've been conditioned in our society, and we're so polite and we feel obliged to open the door and be kind or be trusting or be polite. And as you've said, just to reiterate again, you can close the door.
Yes, you can. If you've opened the door without looking out first, you can just close it in their faces. That's not rude. That's the very best thing to do.
Yeah, most definitely. Once again, give us your contact details at Trade Standards. standards.
Okay, our contact details are 823371. Okay. Or you can email us on trading.standards@iou.gov.uk.
Okay. And finally, let's just wrap this up by, if you have had someone knock on your door, remind us again, what's the best thing to do reporting-wise?
Reporting-wise, you can report it to us on the numbers I've given. If it's something that's happened in the past, you can use 101. If you feel that there's someone outside of your home and you're concerned, you can ring 999.
Fantastic. Billy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This Older and Wiser, as usual, will be podcasted.
Will.
So it'll go onto the Age UK IW website, and it'll also go onto the Vectis Radio website. So if you feel that you'd like to pass this on to anyone in your community, just to, you know, let's spread the information, spread the word. Yeah, so important to look out for each other. Great. Yep. Right, let's have... let's have some Battle Symphony at Linkin Park. And next up, we've got the lovely Kevin doing the Tea Time Show. And let's not forget that tomorrow on our Tea Time Show with Paddy, he's got Midge Ewer on the phone.
Yeah, ahead of his, Midge.
Yeah. Yeah, really good. And Paddy gets good guests, left, right,
he
and centre.
Yeah, he's excellent.
He's really a man good. In the know.
Do you know our local Jesse Grimshaw used to play with Midge Ewer?
No.
Yes, he did, yeah. He went on a tour playing mandolin for him a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's
so
cool.
He's got a local connections.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today, everyone. It's been a real pleasure. John, you had a nice time, love.
Been all right.
You've done some exercise.
Oh, I'm knackered now, yeah.
Time for a snooze, really.
Every limb is weak and weary.
Even
now.
The brain limb, is that
even
aching?
The brass has been dead for years.
Oh, no. And actually, as we speaketh, Archie is asleep in my arms.
Typical. Yeah, gets to the end of the show and goes to sleep. Yeah, well done, Archie. Good man.
And apologies for the hollering. He's got some teeth coming through, so he's just letting us know that this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
Lovely. So, everyone at home, have a lovely afternoon. Take care and stay safe.
Older and Wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.